Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, it's just 7 months since wildfires devastated huge parts of Los Angeles. But how has the California city recovered since then? After the fires that on January 7th incinerated more than 23,000 acres, consumed nearly 6,800 structures and claimed 12 lives. Well, from there, we're joined by Kieran Southern, West Coast correspondent with the Times of London. Kieran, good morning to you.
Good morning, Colin.
You've been writing about this recently. It's full of contrasts, what you've been seeing. Parts of the city buzzing as recovery takes place around the burnt areas.
Yeah, it's quite disconcerting, to be honest with you. I was in the fire areas the week of the fires. It's not something I'll ever forget. You know, you sort of lose the words to describe the scenes that you're seeing. It really did feel like you're in the middle of a war zone or something. It was apocalyptic. And yet I was up there in recent weeks and I was sitting on the deck of a lovely restaurant in Malibu. The Pacific Ocean was beneath me. The sun was shining. It was full of, you know, very happy tourists and locals. And it was almost as if the catastrophe of January hadn't happened. And yet, you know, there were certain inescapable signs of what had happened. I'd look up into the hills, and whereas you once saw these mansions belonging to Hollywood celebrities, now the hills are sort of still burn scarred.
And what is left of those houses, Kieran?
Not much in many areas. It's really bizarre. You'll be driving down Sunset Boulevard. Now, it's a drive I've done many times out to the coast. And before January, it would be mansion after mansion, lots of architecturally stunning homes by famous architects. You know, sort of picture book Los Angeles, what you thought of when you thought of Southern California. And now there's nothing for long stretches of those roads. There, some, you know, you can still see the charred chimneys, all that remain of homes. Some, the rebuilding has actually restarted, which is, you know, really quick, certainly for California. But yeah, the destruction, you know, it'll take years to fully clean up.
And as if to add to the overall sense of apocalypse, it's army engineers out there still at work all this time on.
Yeah, I mean, that restaurant I mentioned earlier, as I come back to my car, the two cars parked next to me, they had signs from the Army Corps of Engineers and of their workers. And as I was driving through, there's still so many diggers and stuff like that. It's as if, in many ways, the city's come so far, but in others, you know, they're still cleaning away debris from the fires and the 7 months on.
And what's the mood like in a restaurant? I think, was it Gladstone's restaurant? You're out on a deck, you're looking across the ocean. I mean, is it happy vibes and people clinking glasses and, you know, it's okay while you're looking out at the ocean, but behind you, there's devastation.
Yeah, it really is a bizarre mix. Gladstone's is a sort of local institution. It's famous for, you know, the locals love it, but also tourists driving down the Pacific Coast Highway. It's all sort of perfectly situated. If you're coming south, you drop off as you're getting into Los Angeles. And if you're going north, you stop off, you know, to prepare yourself for the drive ahead. Now, the deck is absolutely wonderful. You know, it gives you a sort of perfect California morning. But a lot of the workers have been there for years. And they will mention to you, you know, the inside of the restaurant, we can't go, it's still being rebuilt. There's signs of the rebuild sort of everywhere. The back of the restaurant where I parked, still heavy fire damage. The car park behind the restaurant is out of use. It's still covered in ash from the fires, and there's extensive fire damage to the hills just there. So it's wonderful in some respects, but in others, it still looks very much, you know, that it's been through this huge event.
And to take you back out of the car park and into the hills, as it were, Kieran, are people going to come back to the homes that you saw with, as you say, the burnt chimney stacks, the charred remains of whatever was there beforehand? Are people coming back and rebuilding, or would they be reluctant to, given what happened the last time?
Well, in many ways, that's the key question of the Los Angeles fires. I mentioned Hollywood celebrities who live in Malibu and the Pacific Palisades, and that's true, but the neighborhoods were also home to people who'd lived there for 50 years, who were teachers and firefighters and police officers, sort of middle-class Americans who had grown up with this community that had then sort of been supercharged around them as Hollywood executives and celebrities moved in. On the morning after the fires, as the fires were still raging, but the Palisades had sort of been wiped out, I was stood in the middle of the neighborhood outside one of the houses that had survived. There was a woman in her 80s who was a former school teacher. She was stood talking to me. She was dazed. She was pointing out all the homes that had been destroyed and said, they'd lived there for 40 years, then for 30 years. But because of how expensive the neighborhood is now and how difficult it will be to rebuild in terms of permits and stuff, a lot of people just won't be able to afford it. In effect, they will be forced to leave. They'll sell the land to developers, and then Malibu and the Palisades will become even more exclusive than what they were before the fires, and they will become even more haven for the rich and famous. And in that process, they will lose a sort of key part of the DNA.
You mentioned the rich and famous there in the area of the Palisades. Going back to the piece you wrote for the Times, I think is what, about 10 minutes down the road there, a repository of fine art, the Getty Villa, largely unscathed.
Yeah, I mean, the night of the fires, one of the big questions is, oh no, is this house of treasures going to be damaged? But the officials there were telling me the night of the fires, this is one of the safest places to be during an event like this because of all the safety measures they've got in. And luckily, nothing was touched at the Getty. And I was there a couple of weeks ago. And it is remarkable, these art from all over the world, from the ancient world, ancient Greece, ancient Rome. The gardens are immaculate. You've got these sweeping views of the Pacific Ocean. Now, when you're in the Getty Villa, it is almost as if nothing ever did happen. You can't really see any signs of damage, just a few scorch marks on the way up. So it is really remarkable to be there.
And what's the best guess, Kieran, as to how long it would take, where buildings to be rebuilt, how long it would take to get things back to where they were?
You're talking many, many years. The World Cup, the Football World Cup, is going to be out in Los Angeles next year. The city won't be back to what it was before then. The Olympics is 2028. It probably won't be back to what it was then. I mean, California, it's really difficult to build anything here, notoriously. The governor and the mayor of Los Angeles, they promised after the fire that they would streamline as much as they can, but there's only so much they can do. So yeah, we're looking at maybe up to a decade before, the damage of these fires is fully repaired.
And the spec of the buildings, the regulations concerning how they should be built back in order to maybe be able to withstand future wildfires, has that been on the cards at all?
Yeah, so the houses that do come back, there will be lots of changes because some of the houses that survived. I mean, I was on neighborhood blocks, and out of 10 houses, one of them might have survived. And some of that was just pure luck and just luck. But some of it was how the home was built, and if there was any grass or flowers or anything combustible around the home. I was up in Paradise, California a few months ago reporting on that. That was the town that was completely wiped out in 2018. I think nearly 100 people died, and the entire town was incinerated. That's building back now, and they've learned a lot of lessons about how to build homes that are basically fireproof. You can't have anything combustible within about 15 feet of the house. So the homes that will be rebuilt in these areas will become almost fireproof. But in that area, there's only so much you can do. It's prone to high winds and dry conditions, and that's a deadly combination.
Right. And what about getting insurance on those homes?
Well, California has what's basically a state insurer of last resort. So if a private insurer will not insure you, the state will step in, but it's hideously expensive and will only offer a certain amount of coverage. So that's, I mean, just as I was in the Palisades a few weeks ago, I was in a cafe that had reopened in the middle of the Palisades, and there was two women who live nearby. Their home survived, but I was just sort of accidentally overhearing their conversation, and they were saying they'd both been dropped by their insurance company and having to pay a fortune for the state-backed insurance, and it's not very good. So that's something, you know, in many ways, Malibu, the Palisades, is paradise, but then in this day and age, you're paying an awfully big price for it.
All right, Kieran Sullivan, West Coast correspondent to the Times of London. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks, Colin.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.